Is Dexter ill? Today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
Welcome to Meta World Monday. We've got a great show today. Rel Stern is in the building. Wow, Ariel, why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Hey guys, my name is Ariel. You can call me Rel because I feel like really personally connected to all of you.
Even though we just met, I already feel this connection. Yeah, that's what the radio is all about. Rel, first time in studio, first time on Meta World Monday live on a Thursday.
Feels super special.
We're subbing in for your chister, Anna Tillett.
Hi, Anna Tillett.
Hi, Anna.
Hope you're listening.
Probably not. If she couldn't be here.
She's probably busy.
Yeah. But anyway, her show, Preserve Jams, it's a smash hit, so hopefully we can do it a justice here. We have a lot in our hands, a gentle baby bird that we could easily crush.
Well said.
Thank you. I have a knack for metaphor. Everyone knows that about me. What are we going to talk about today?
So many things.
I told you to think of some stuff to talk about. We can talk about your life, your personal history, your journey.
Right.
Why Tufts
passions,
D3?
I think.
Yeah, passions. And we're going to do a lot of self-discovery on the show.
We'll help you find yours. You can help us find ours.
Call in. Everyone knows the third caller gets a t-shirt. So I'm wearing my t-shirt. You're wearing yours.
Yep.
There's no way of knowing live in studio. For now, we're just going to play tunes. Shout out to whoever was on here before. They were crushing tunes. They played some songs we wanted to play. So obviously there's a little bit of DJ beef there, but we'll let it slide just this once. First come, first served. Early bird gets the worm, as they say. Young Callie, how do you say her last name?
Ooches?
Who knows?
Who knows?
But she has a new album coming out tomorrow. So we're going to play some of her stuff. Should be hype. Very excited for that new album. I think it's called Isolation.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I don't know.
We can dig into that.
We'll dig deeper into that. But for now, we'll just play some stuff we already have lined up. Would we be doing everyone a disservice if we played that song that that girl just played?
Honestly, probably. I think we should do it again.
I think we're gonna do it again. I really had my heart set on this, so all right, here it comes. Cheers. Everyone just buckle your seatbelts. It's Meta World Monday live on a Thursday.
Just put on my best pair of shoes because running from us. Why you messing with us? We ain't got no guns, we just let the bears witness the grizzly. Maybe polar. You ain't ready, ready, roll up. Pull up a machete, cut the bamboo paper. Let's roll out, baby, loud.
Welcome, welcome back to Metal World Monday live on a Thursday?
Thursday.
It's all the same to me. Another day, another dollar, as they say. Young Relly Stern, at Rel underscore Stern on Instagram.
Perfect, you got it.
I don't know if you were down to like give that out on the
air.
Yeah,
for sure.
Didn't Everybody consult you
follow.
About that. My bad, but definitely follow up. A young icon, recognized domestically and abroad as a style icon. If you care to share the story, I mean, I probably tell it even better than you can because you're so humble. Where were you? You were in Tel Aviv.
I was on the dark
clubbing,
streets
naturally.
Of Jerusalem, actually, the holy city.
Oh my God, yes.
You know,
yes. Holy
cruising around.
Smokes.
It's what time do we think it is?
Doesn't
Just
matter.
Pick a time. Let's call it
in,
2 a.m.
In Boston, it could be any time.
Let's call it 2 a.m. in Jerusalem.
Okay. That sounds like the start of a song, 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
Jerusalem.
I think we should write that song.
Okay.
Passion
I'm
project.
I'm down.
I'm walking. I'm not sitting.
Oh.
I'm walking.
Yeah,
go for
no,
it.
No, go for
you
it.
Say?
Well, legally, I have to say, hey, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. It's 506. Call in 855-915-WMFO. I think I legally have to do that. Go ahead.
That's
2 a.m. Jerusalem.
2 a.m. in Jerusalem, our newest hit single.
Yeah. Coming soon.
And these girls, they look like Americans.
Yeah, you can spot those.
And they're really speaking normal. English. That gives it away right
That'd
there.
That gives away.
They're sitting, and one girl is, kind of staring at me. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. That's fine. She knows I'm American. I know she's American.
Yeah, sir.
I asked where they go to school. They go to University of Illinois, which
Heard
we
of
both
it.
Know well.
We're from the Midwest, too.
We are Midwesterners.
What do we call ourselves?
Illinoisians. Chicagoans.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow, my sister goes there. You know, do you know Abby Brown? She goes, yeah, very hesitant saying that. And she goes, I actually know you from somewhere else.
Ooh.
See, this is where it gets saucy. She then says that she's been following me on Instagram for quite some time and knew I was in Jerusalem and spotted me on the streets.
Wow.
Queen of the Jews,
as
they call me.
That's a huge ego boost, as we say on the show.
Yes.
You gotta feel hot after that.
For absolutely.
So if you're not following already, you might as well just hammer
doing
that
it.
Follow button.
Everyone's
hammer
doing
Hammer that
it.
Like button.
Yeah. I'll check how many followers I get after this show.
Honestly,
we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll do before and after. You can follow me at World Pete. That's the show Instagram. Or just
your other Instagram is kind of.
It's lacking.
It's lacking, I think.
Yeah, I try to stay. I actually deleted because of it's a time suck.
Okay.
Shout out to the memes, though. Huge meme fan, any kind. They're just like...
You're just spending your other time.
It's like, I get it.
Yeah. Right, that was good, yeah.
Anyway, we're going to play more Cali. We'll start slow and slowly build.
Are we starting with what I think we're starting with?
Probably not. What do you think we're starting with?
Melting?
Oh, yeah. But
good.
Yes.
Look at that.
Looks like we might be in sync. Speaking of in sync...
I think we should also play.
Was Justin Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake is here tonight.
Yeah. Jordan's going.
I'm really upset. I'm not going. So we can talk that throughout.
All right. More JT talk to come. I started a club actually, fifth grade, called the JT and Fergie Club. So, because JT had just come out with Future Sex Love Sounds, and
I'm
like,
surprised
this
at all,
is a banger.
Is the best part.
And then Irreplaceable just came out, and I was like, okay,
like,
might as well combine
club.
These. And we had a lot of the lads in it.
What did you do in this? What did you do in
We
the
would
club?
Just listen to the songs, Beyonce, JT, two heavyweights.
And just sat, listened,
and just vibed
absorbed,
with it.
Got
and
it.
Then we also started the Tupac Is Still Alive Club. that didn't have as much attraction at my school, at least. But I stand by that.
That he's still alive?
School of thought. Yeah, we can get into that afterwards.
That's another topic of conversation.
We're going to get just like, if you're an emotional person, it's okay. Like, we'll get through this next song
together.
Together.
As one.
Imagine we're all holding hands. We're holding hands in the studio. So I hope you can feel that energy through your speakers. All right. Coming through your speakers right now, more Cali.
I heard you the block and I'll be the circuit. When I got caught, I hope that you're the verdict. When you're around, my insides turn inverted. My blood starts to rush when I see you dormant. I know you're nearby and I know your purpose. Take one look at you, your heaven's incarnate. What is the spell, baby? Please show some mercy.
We're back. Yeah, I know. If there are tears welling in your eyes, I'd like to say
we're both crying.
I was crying earlier, but that's just.
Should we talk about that?
You know what? No.
Okay.
It's fine. I'm okay. Yeah, very emotional ballad, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not here to talk about music. We're not music buffs. Okay. We're mainstream. Which is kind of, you know, the crazy part is being mainstream on a college radio show is not mainstream.
Exactly.
That's why I'm changing the game.
That's what we're all about. Stop being mainstream on college radio.
That's why I simply can't apologize for my behavior. And they try to suppress it. They don't give me a show time in, time again. But you can't stop this force. The Metal World family grows stronger every day.
You're making more shirts right now.
More shirts on the way, more merch. Thank you to everyone who ordered the Generation Air Meta 2 shirts.
we all know I wasn't a huge fan of.
You said no. You said people won't go for these, and I said it's the Metal World family; they'll love it.
And you were so right. You were.
I mean, you have to trust yourself first, as we advocate all the time. You have to be your own biggest fan.
Yeah, all the time.
I can't turn this off. This is me. All right. Well, anyway, Generation, My World Family, sweaters are coming in. We've done long sleeve shirts. We've done short sleeve shirts. We've done.
I mean, I will never forget that you sold my shirt to someone else on your way to give it to me. And business was booming. And
I was on my way to the library and someone's like, hey, cool shirt. And I was like,
you're like, yeah,
$20.
Rel doesn't want this. Okay. Like, I'll just,
Well, I knew I had more for you, okay? I didn't know who that was, so.
Yeah, it's all good. We got a friend in studio.
Yeah, so more shirts are on the way. That's really what the point of this is. And then also more Cali After the Storm featuring Tyler, the Creator.
Important note.
And Bootsy Collins. Right. If you haven't been listening to Bootsy, I suggest watch the music video.
What have you
too.
Been doing if you haven't?
I really can't answer that question right now. All right, tune in.
Whatever goes around eventually comes back to you. So you gotta be careful, baby. Cross my mind.
Did you ever wonder? Yeah, do you ever wonder what he might be going through on his own and the demons that he's facing alone?
Sometimes I
hate that sometimes I can't go home. Just ain't the same on the phone, no. But everybody's gotta go on, don't they?
Yes, we do, babe.
So if you need a hero, just look in the mirror. No one's gonna save you now, so you better save yourself. And everybody's hurting, everybody's going through it, but you just can't give up now, cause you gotta save.
Better than ever, cause your umbrella, umbrella. Sun is beaming on me like headlights beaming on Bambi. Now let's pretend the street is a room and you are a Camry. Cause you drama candy, the Tito to my Randy. Now let's produce some thrillers, my chocolate with your vanilla,
The sun will come out.
Okay, heard of us, thought so. The show is honestly blowing up right now. I am just so taken aback by the praise we've been getting. People flooding our social
media. I've already gotten 100 new followers.
Just by coming on the show one time. We're only 18 minutes in.
This is crazy.
Cheese and rice, as they say.
Cheese and rice.
Yeah, okay. So you're probably thinking, Pete, are you going to play more Cali? Yes.
We yes. are, yeah.
But we'll sure. probably take a break for a little bit so you don't get Cali'd out.
I don't think you can get Cali'd out, honestly.
Speaking of Cali, California, Calexit? When's that going to happen? I want them out of here, frankly. I'm sick of their whatever. Their vibe is not mine. We have nothing in common. What song did you want to hear?
So I suggested Say Something by Justin Timberlake.
Is that the one that's like, Say Something, I'm Giving Up on?
No, okay. Different song. Justin Timberlake is in Boston tonight. Really
this
exciting.
This song's trash. I'm going to cut it off.
It's not trash, I promise.
Is it? All right. We're going to play it delicately in the background while we talk. And okay. then if I green light it, it'll play.
Oh, you're... Okay.
It's like, you know when they come to your table with wine and you want to sample it before... Like
yeah, so you just sip sommelier. On it while the sommelier is standing there.
Sommelier.
And we know that that's what I want to be when I grow up, so
you would be a great sommelier.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, yes.
Oh.
Bring the bottle. As
bring the bottle.
All right. Justin Timberlake's in Boston tonight.
I don't have tickets. If you have tickets and want to give
in.
Them to me,
call
please
in.
Call it. I would love a ticket or what? Two. We can both go. No, you have a test tomorrow.
I would go for JT.
For sure.
If you can get him to come back to Tufts, double points.
Yeah, double
spring
points.
Spring Fling comes early. Speaking of Spring Fling coming early, Rick Wilson, young rapper out of Chicago, where you're from and where I'm sort of from, I'm like 20 miles out, is coming to Tufts this, not this weekend, but the weekend after, I think. Jeez,
I don't
I
know
must,
the date.
All right, stay on the show for dates. oh, wait, we got a caller. Oh, this is hype.
Oh, huge.
Now we got to cut the song.
We'll listen to it after.
All right. Okay. Hey, caller, you're live on WMFO. What's going on?
Hello, this is Mike. I'm a huge fan of your show.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Am I the third caller? Do I get a free t-shirt?
No, you're not the third caller. You're going to have to wait,
you're
Mike.
You're actually the 10th.
You missed it. No, you're actually our first caller.
I'm the 10th caller.
Yeah, so if one more fan of the show, part of the Metal World family, calls in, and you call in after, Mike, we might be able to hook you up with
a t-shirt.
Where are you coming from?
I'm from Somerville.
Oh, perfect. Then we'll be able to
Mass,
set that up
I do construction.
Oh, lovely.
I work at facilities down in construction.
Oh, that's really great. Well, listen, Mike, you just need one more caller. It can't be you, Mike. You can't be the next caller, but you can be the third caller. How about that?
Can I put in a quick song request?
Yeah, sure. What do you want to hear?
Hey, Girl, Shake It.
Wow. You know what, Mike? I think we might be able to get that on for
That's
you.
That's a certified banger right there.
That is a certified banger. Mike, I can tell you know music, and I can tell you know what gets the people moving. So, Mike, my fingers are crossed that we get another caller, and I might even call you back to have a... I see your number out here on the screen. I won't say it live on air to protect you. But we're going to get
Thank
Hey Girl
Peter.
Shake It.
I really enjoy the show. Give my love to Ariel. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Mike. Take care out there in Somerville. We'll get the tunes coming for you. Talk to you later. Mike! A legend. Listen,
love him.
So, sommelier, I know we wanted to play Say Something, but...
Mm-hmm.
Mike, our boy from facilities.
Yes.
Just suggested
we're best friends already.
One of the top bangers by global DJs you've ever heard.
Yeah,
so.
You showed me the song quite recently, actually.
Okay, so if you're listening in right now, I want you to take a little bit of time out of your day. If you're sitting down, stand up. Blast this in the library.
Everyone
I don't
needs
care.
To hear it. Doesn't matter
hear
who
this
you are.
Pulsating through campus. It's a certified banger, guaranteed to blow the roof. Here comes Global DJ's Hey Girl.
Yeah, yeah, they said it couldn't happen, baby. Global DJ flavor in the place. Watch this.
Hey girl, shake it, shake it. I wanna see you naked. The way you're working it is making me horny. Hey girl, work it, work it. You make me wanna hurt it. The way you move it, it is making me horny. Hey girl, shake it, shake it. I wanna see you naked. The way you work it.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo! I am just frankly exhausted from all of that.
Sweating from dancing so much in the studio.
I'm pretty naturally sweaty, but wow. Oh, my Lord. What an experience. Thank you to young Mike, or old, who's to say? He suggested Global DJ smash hit. If you don't play that at your next function, I know there's big AFI hockey mixer tonight. Expect to hear it.
Everyone's invited.
Scattershot playing it tonight. Heard of it? Thought so. It's easy. Global DJs sweeping the nation. Thank you so much. We always love when we get those callers in, especially when they suggest only smash hits. We have just one policy on the show. There's one rule. Bangers only.
Mm-hmm.
Certified bang. I don't play like, oh, maybe this will land.
No, it has to. No. You have to know it's going to land.
These are vetted for months beforehand. Vetted.
Yeah, when did we make this playlist?
Paul vetted. Upwards of 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So we've been vetting these for 15,
months.
20 minutes.
Or
over
15,
the course of
minutes.
Months.
Yes. There it is.
Okay, we're going back to Cali, which will be like a massive change of pace, but whatever.
Yeah, you got to switch it up.
Listen, it's a roller coaster ride with us. You know, you always are showering me with compliments, but then just
right.
immediately followed by
daggers. Yeah, I got to bring you back. That's
so you bring me up and then
bring you right back down, just almost as fast as I brought you up.
Yeah, it's like you put me on a hot air balloon and then you just crossbow
those metaphors, or is that a... That's a metaphor, right?
That's a metaphor.
Yeah.
I was all, yeah.
English.
Simile?
I don't know, simile.
I use the word like, so it would be a simile.
Cool.
Frickin' bozo. Sorry. Can you say frickin' bozo on the radio?
Well, we just said it.
We just said it twice. Oh, shoot. Shoot. We got a PSA on the way.
Oh, my God. What's the PSA? I don't know what it is.
Right.
I'm going to learn with
when
you.
When we come back, we'll have a steamy pile of PSA.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Just melting through your earbuds.
Wow.
I feel like we're getting a lot of good visuals right now. Okay, so Cali, heard of her? You have now.
I know you want, what would you do?
Tempo check. Big time PSA coming through from Young Relly Stern. I'll just give you some hype background music just to spice this up a little bit. All right, let us know what we need to know.
So this message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life?
Yeah, I guess it's F my life when you guys are straight up texting while I'm in the passenger seat.
Why not just ask them to stop texting?
Please stop.
It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Well,
learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
Sorry, what was that? Stop Rex. Like,
yeah, stop text, W-R-E. Stop Rex. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. I was like, who's Rex?
Yeah.
Stop Rex. Wow. Really well put. A wise woman once said, hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler
beautifully
at me.
Beautifully said. Yeah.
And
that's actually one of my favorite songs. And one of our listeners, I believe it's one of her favorite songs also. Her name is Kayla Chapman.
Where
hello,
she
Kayla.
From?
She's
Kayla.
Also from Chicago.
Heard of it.
Yeah.
All right, should we play it?
I think we should.
What's her name? Kayla?
Kayla.
Kayla, this is for you. It's 5:32. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul.
No,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
don't want none of your time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
Monday live on a Thursday.
What's up?
Hey, Kayla.
Welcome to the show.
Just like to point out that in our friendship, radio is my thing.
Oh,
yeah. Fine.
Oh, wow.
There's some tension here.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel
a little bit of tension, but I'm really excited. And what are you guys doing? What are you talking about?
Well, what did we say? It was,
you're talking about a lot of things, Kayla.
What was
passions. Oh, finding our
passions,
the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Is Tupac dead or alive?
Oh, so like serious things. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The real stuff. I heard you have a show yourself.
I'm here. What?
Can you tell us about your show?
Yeah, promo the show.
Oh, sure. I go to Boston University.
Heard of it.
Go Terriers. And I am on a show called SeaWorld Slumber Party.
Love
it.
That
airs from 12 to 2 a.m. on Wednesdays, and we talk about whatever we want. It's supposed to be a summer party, so
I've listened and I love it.
Wait, it's a 2-hour show on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
At midnight to 2 a.m.
How fun is that?
Oh, yeah.
Can we come?
Can we be featured on your show?
Listen, we featured you. I think it's only fair. We featured you, and it's kind of messed up that you're not going
to
feature us.
I tell Ariel to listen every week, and she goes, I'll probably be asleep.
I've
now been exposed that I go to sleep before midnight on Wednesdays.
It's exposed her Thursday, so.
Expose Rel Thursdays. Every Thursday. Tune in.
Oh, I'm so into that.
Kayla, I heard you're a huge fan of No Scrubs. That's why. I heard you're a big fan of No Scrubs, so we played it.
I adore that song. Ariel and I, if we take a car ride, we like can't get out of the car until we listen to it.
Mm. That is true. That is not false. With you guys. But I'm just going to expose Kayla Thursdays.
Oh.
Kayla can't drive.
Oh.
So I drive. I do the driving. She sits in the car.
Okay. This is getting a little personal. I'm going to have to cut this off. It's not about you guys.
Take another shot, Ariel.
You guys are unbelievable hijacking my show like this. And I'm sick of it.
I planned this all along.
Kayla, you're caller number two, and caller number three gets a t-shirt. So you kind of screwed yourself over here. That sucks. But good news for Mike, who called in earlier. You can call back in and win that
Mike,
t-shirt.
Mike, we're here for you. We're waiting for your call.
Mike, call in. Come on.
I'm feeling really attacked.
No, I know, Kayla. I'll see you on Wednesday. SeaWorld sleepover.
Slumber party.
Slumber party.
Even better.
Good try. Have a great show, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We'll see you soon. Take care.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Bye. What a delightful young woman she sounds like.
She's just such
good energy.
A poised, incredible human being. Light in our lives. Kayla Chapman.
Listen to Be Radio. I don't know how to do that. Look it up.
I think there's a website the same way you would listen to. You can just look it up.
Listen now, WMFO.org. Shout out to Listener. They're out there somewhere listening.
And Mike, we are waiting for
Mike,
you.
Mike, call back in, you fool. All right, Anderson, Pack, whatever. I'm not a music guy.
I'm
a talk guy.
Yeah.
Heard of him?
Yeah. I keep trying to tell you, you can't keep me on a leash. No matter how hard you train me, I'll do what I want in the end. And you can't disagree, but they make it so hard to be faithful. They make it so hard on me. The top of the day, baby, look what they're wearing. I'm just headed up the street, they ain't caring. Yeah, and every time I try to mind my own business, she gon' come around and make me so tempted. She gon' ask me when I'm gon' get it. Lord, can you help me get me out of here? And I wanna keep the peace. It's so hard for me. You keep trying to tell me it's only as hard as you think. No matter what broad you're banging, you know who you love in the end. And I can't disagree, but lately I'm trying to be faithful. As long as I'm off the drink. She look like she married, but why is she staring? She think I'm afraid to reach, don't dare me. Hey, and every time I try to mind my own business, she gon' come around and make me so tempted. She gon' ask me when I'm gon' get.
She gon' ask me when.
Lord, can you help me get me out of here? Nights like this, I wish it wasn't hard for me. Ooh, Lord, give me strength. It's always the simple shit. I'm caught up again. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, nights like this, I wish it wasn't hard for me. Yeah. Ooh, Lord, give me strength. It's always the simple shit. I'm caught up again. It's so hard for me. Yeah.
No worries. That's no worries, spelled with an X. I assume it's pronounced no worries.
That's what I'm gonna assume.
I mean, we've been making a lot of assumptions here today, and
that's
I think, frankly, it's inappropriate. So what's going on tonight in your life?
My life? Yeah. I don't know what's going on tonight, actually. I was hoping to get some suggestions.
Should we rip CC?
I would love to not rip CC. You have a test, I don't.
Yeah, I'm new to the CC. I used to thought it was for lames and nerds.
I'm a big CC-er.
I've confirmed it is for lames and nerds.
And then I'm one of those.
That's fun.
I'm a lame and nerd.
Apparently that's cool here. which honestly threw me for a loop freshman year. I was blindsided, frankly.
What did you expect?
I thought it'd be like just a lot more fun.
We love Tufts.
We love Tufts. Tufts Radio Jumbos is the only thing that pops off around here. Okay, we'll probably just segue directly into Amy Winehouse.
That's a good call.
Gone too soon. It's really still sinking in years later.
The documentary was a
oh my god! Biggie. You made me watch that thing.
I did. I think you came in for the latter half. And
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Does not
alert,
end
done,
well
yeah.
for her whatsoever.
It does not end well. But it's a beautiful documentary.
Yeah, definitely go out and see that. I'm making a documentary as well.
He is.
But I can't talk about it.
And it's not as good as this one.
You've been here 7 years longer than me. Don't you know you're supposed to be the man? Now pale in comparison to who you think I am. You always wanna talk it through. I don't care. I always have to comfort you when I'm there.
This is massive. Caller number three. Where are you?
Hello. Uno. Wir sind Jordan und Yad. Und wir sind nur 12 auf Land. Und
neu zu Amerika.
Neu zu. Let me try a bit in English. Love the radio show. Super, super nice. So really funny. Love it. Oh super God. Funny. Love the music.
Listen to it with my parents all the time.
Just wanted to ask, I feel like you guys are a charming, charming couple of hosts. How did you meet? And just wanted to know the basics.
Oh, wow. You sound very cultured, may I say. Thank you for giving out our address on the radio. That's just a smart move.
There are thousands of people listening.
But it was
by
in German,
way.
So no one will know. Well, listen, caller, I'm not sure you're aware that you're caller number three, which means you've won a free Meta World family t-shirt.
Nine!
No way! What is the prize?
It's a t-shirt with my face on it.
Oh, no.
For free.
Hey, winner, winner, chicken dinner, I believe is the record.
How many are there, and where are you guys from? Is this like an international student
school? Well, the American accent just came out.
I am German. I have my other German friend right next to me.
I'm actually from Switzerland, but
he's
from Bern. It's the German-speaking part. I'm from Hamburg. It's northern Germany, south of the Elbe.
Ah, yes,
yes,
of course.
I was there last week.
That's really, yeah, lovely spot, lovely
that's
little town.
That's actually where we met.
That is where we met. We were on the streets of Hamburg, Hamburg.
Oh, no, babe.
yeah, it's true, and we were having Swiss chocolates. And
Swiss
next thing,
in Germany, how interesting.
That's a huge import there, allegedly. And next thing you know, we're on the radio waves.
My God. Well, it's been so lovely talking to you.
It's been really lovely talking to you, too. You guys will have to just split the t-shirt in half.
Also, juicy.
Okay, ciao. We just have such an international audience on Metal World Monday. Emphasis
it's an eclectic
on world.
Crowd, yeah.
Eclectic. Two fine young gentlemen.
Wow, I wonder who they are. I just...
There's no way of knowing. To believe they have service all the way out in Germany.
That's huge.
Is That's huge for us. So we've had calls from China, true, Germany now, Wisconsin once. That guy was weird, though.
And now the whole world knows how we met. So.
And now, yeah, you remember those nights in Hamburg. I could never forget that.
Swiss chocolates
in Hamburg.
Hamburg.
The hamburger's from Hamburg.
Yes, it is.
So that's fun.
You learn something new every day on this show.
I've learned a lot. When we come back, we'll be doing fun facts. Would you rather? And
never have
two
I
truths
ever.
And a lie. And never have I ever. All Slumber at the same
party
time.
Vibes.
It'll be hard. Arctic Monkeys. Heard of them? That's easy.
You in the battleship, but it was only a lookalike. She was nothing but a vision trick. Under the warning light, she was close, close enough to be your ghost. But my chances turned to toast when I asked her if I could call her your name. I thought I saw you in the rusty hook, huddled up in a wicker chair. Wandered over for a closer look and kissed whoever was sitting there. She was close and she held me very tightly till I asked awfully politely, please, can I call you her name? And I elongated my lift hole. Yeah, I let him go the wrong way round. I smelled on the seatbelt and kept my shortcuts to myself. I thought I saw you in the parrot's beak, messing with the smoke alarm. It was too loud for me to hear her speak, and she had a broken arm. It was close, so close that the walls were wet, and she wrote it out in letter sets. No, you can't call me her. Tell me where's your hiding place. I'm worried I'll forget your. Let him go.
I also think you have no personality.
Thank you.
That's what everyone always says about me. It's like, but he has a great personality, you know? And it's the opposite for you. So
Thank you.
Why it works between us. I can't hear a darn thing. Oh, there we go. Sorry. What were we talking about?
That's another thing we were going to talk about, but we were also talking about Never Have I Ever. We were talking about Two Truths and a Lie.
Two Truths and a Lie. You already know everything about me, so that's going to be tough. I'm going to just Google Would You Rather, and then...
Okay.
What was the other one?
I can't remember. What is the other one?
We have short memories. I've been hit in the head a lot. Not to brag. What... Would you rather have an easy job working for someone else or work for yourself? But these are lame. Here's one for us.
Okay.
Would you rather have horrible short-term memory or horrible long-term memory?
I think...
Long-term.
I guess.
At least I can, like, talk to people.
Yeah, I think so. Well, in the meantime, I also, during Focus orientation, my freshman year...
FOFAM. Is that the religious one?
No, it's what? No.
Service?
It's community service.
Sounds lame.
It wasn't lame, thank you. And we did Choose Truth and a Lie, and I actually came up with a pretty intense lie, but made it a truth. And so now there's a whole group of people out there that actually think I was in Kids Bop.
Yeah,
so that's... Now they all know. If you're listening, I wasn't
sell,
in Kids Bop.
Okay, well, the secret's out now.
Yeah.
Would you rather be poor but help people or become incredibly rich by hurting people?
Oh, God.
Obviously, tycoon
being
of industry.
Rich. Yeah.
Sorry if I step on your head climbing to the top.
Yeah, my bad.
Duh. That's an easy, easy one. It's called being a captain of industry. Look it up in the dictionary, Ral.
You want to be a financial advisor, so...
Are we not on the same page?
No, we are. I just said that, too. I just think I said it in a quieter voice, okay. Considering I'm a little ashamed.
Well, now everyone knows you're a fraud, and you will do anything to make it to the top, so you make me sick.
And I have no personality, so...
So it's going to be a long road for you ahead. Would you rather be feared by all or loved by all?
Feared by all.
I would rather be loved. I think that might be the crucial difference between us.
I think so. I think we just figured that out. I was wondering what the difference between us was.
I would say a lot
I
of people are afraid of you.
Okay. But I'm so small. So how are people afraid?
I don't know. That's the anomaly. Cool glasses. Where'd you get them? Glasses store?
Warby Parker.
Oh, they're a success
story. They went to Tufts.
What?
Yeah. There's a style called Wren, and there's a style called Haskell.
Actually?
Yeah. Not a lot.
Because I was just reading about those chumps.
Yeah.
I didn't know they went to Tufts, though.
Or at least one of them did. Both. Okay. I don't know, yeah.
That's really cool. Would you rather be married to a 10 with a bad personality or a 6 with an amazing personality?
Again, 6 with amazing personality.
That's literally about us. Wow, that's really great.
6 with a great personality.
Wow, you are so dumb. Beauty never fades, as they say.
But personality does.
Personality does. And
then you're screwed.
Love is a losing game. We can just continue to talk if need be.
Do you want us to sing? Call in. Let us know.
Call if you want us to stop.
Then we'll get a lot of callers
that
way.
Our phones are blowing up. It's 5:55-ish. WMFO.
That's so sad. We have 5 minutes left.
Google us. This is actually a little sad, but I just want you to know that we'll be walking with you wherever you are.
Just hear
several
our voices.
Paces behind you in a trench coat. If you need us, that's us. So never fear.
We're in your basement.
We're in your basement.
Under your beds.
In the crawl space.
What's that new movie?
A Quiet Place.
Quiet Place.
Don't make a sound.
They hear you, they hunt you.
I'm going to get that tattooed on the back of my neck.
I already have that tattooed on the back of my neck.
Wow, good for you. I haven't noticed that one. That's really nice. I told you I had a dream about A Quiet Place, except instead of monsters,
we're really gonna
they
tell
were
everyone
Best Buy employees. Because it's kind of the same effect. It's like the Best Buy employee sees you, and then they're in your face.
And then they hunt you. Yeah.
Listen, I don't want an MP3 player. Thank you. Like, I'm just looking.
When was the last time a Best Buy employee tried to sell you an
they're
MP3 player?
They're still pushing
player?
Those. You clearly haven't been in a Best Buy.
Clearly not.
I don't leave the house. You can do everything online now. Monday caller, what's going on in your life?
Yeah, I'm just down here in the south of the USA listening in, and I just think y'all too are wonderful, and I love the show.
Well, thank you. It's always good to hear from our southern fan base. We have a lot of respect for your music and your barbecue, frankly.
Barbecue is pretty good down here.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's you've got everything you could ask for. Southern hospitality is something that doesn't just grow on trees, frankly.
I want to hear some music.
Oh yeah, tell us what would you like to hear? We're taking requests right now. We have time for just one more song, so make it count.
Oh, just one more?
Yeah, we're judging your choice.
Oh, gee. Y'all got that new Tory Lanez song, I Ship?